and the Anthony elections alone. Those were two very big moves that could have helped the party dramatically. I mean, and you look at what's going on up there. It's strictly a partisan session again. Even though we have Republicans up there, they're not being able to get anything done because they don't have the power, and the people are within their own party don't support it. I mean, and I'll tell you what's even funnier. It seems like there's going to be more people trying to run against Michael McDonald for the seat of the RNC seat or the state party seat. To me, that's ridiculous. We need better candidates. And bottom line is we need to start people to raise money. I mean, there was some scuttlebutt about somebody said they raised $500,000, yet the SEC reports don't show anything. So if that's the pit, I mean, we have the lies and the cheating going on within our own party is sick. It's really disgusting.
Let me just ask you in our final couple of minutes, business good at the MultiCare Group?
Slow. It's slow. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I think a lot of people are nervous. I mean, I know a lot of people were misguided when the governor put out a letter of saying if you're on the exchange, you can get away with paying no premium. Well, he failed to realize it's based upon economics. The change in the law was specific for people whose income exceed 400%. So some of those people have an opportunity to receive some money. The bottom line is, one of your callers called me, if you were eligible for COBRA, if you lost a job but you didn't take COBRA because you couldn't afford it, let's say it was September of last year, and right now you're uninsured, you can get on COBRA starting now, and the federal government will pay for it through the end of September. So you can get free coverage for you and your family through the end of September. That's a big deal. So you don't need, that's where a broker knowing this stuff, sharing that information with his clients, it makes a big difference.
Wow. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
They can call me at 702-286-1014, 286-1014. With a little luck, we're going to have a new team in the office, but unfortunately, it's been hard, and I'm not going to lie and say I'm still not hurting losing my mother.
Yeah. Nope, I understand. And my thoughts and prayers go out to you. You've been strong. You've been strong all the way through. She would be proud of you. Pat, thanks so much, man. Always good to visit with you. We will do it again.
I'll be there Monday.
You'll be filling in for me on Monday. I'm going to take a 3-day weekend.
You know you deserve it. You work hard. Thank you so much. I look forward to making your listeners very happy.
There you go. Pat Casale, owner of the MultiCare Group, joining us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 531 right now, and it's looking more like a usual Tuesday afternoon as well. Like the governor says, up to 100%. It's the way it looks on the 15 right now. We are getting some reduced speeds through the resort corridor. Northbound 15 at Flamingo. You'll touch the brakes there southbound at Charleston as you pass through the Spaghetti Bowl there. Also, some heavy volumes on the 515 eastbound at Main Street. US 95 eastbound at Rancho as well. Very slow through that corridor. And remember that earlier crash we've been talking about? It's still causing delays in the North Las Vegas area. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. More players transferring out of UNLV basketball as Mbakay Jong has entered his name into the transfer portal. He becomes the ninth UNLV player to go into the transfer portal. So 9 of 13 players from last year's team in the transfer portal. A lot of work for new head coach Kevin Kruger to put together a roster for next year. Speaking of UNLV athletics, they are going to match up against number 19 Arizona State tonight at Las Vegas Ballpark in Summerlin. This is going to be the first college baseball game ever to be played in this ballpark. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The big news, I guess, just made a few minutes ago, and you heard it here, and that is Governor Sisolak is saying that that essentially we will be back opening up at 100% by June 1. May 1, there will be an opportunity. Social distancing goes away, which is good. But he did say that the masks are going to stay, which I don't quite understand. And, you know, we're making all these inroads. The positivity rate is down around 5%, which is what it should be. And yet, the governor not only said that the mask mandate will stay in place, but that no community can unilaterally do away with the mask mandate, which I think is rather stupid. Because there are eight counties now, including Nye County, that just did it last week, that already did it. And they did away with the mask mandate, with social distancing, opening up at 100%. They've already done it. So this was not news in at least eight counties that we know of. Not Clark, obviously. The other piece of news that has come up just in the last 24 hours, and that is the purchase by Bally's of the Tropicana, for $308 million. I had a chance to visit with Howard Stutz, executive editor of the CDC Gaming Reports, and I asked him, is this another one of those leaseback deals that we've been hearing about?
Yeah, it is, because Gaming and Leisure Properties, a real estate investment trust, they've owned the Tropicana since last year when Penn National sold it to them basically for rent credits, because Penn was, you know, with the shutdowns and everything, Penn was in, you know, was having trouble. You know, they've recovered since, but it didn't see it as an asset they wanted to continue with, and Bally's, which is formerly Twin River Worldwide Holdings, a company out of Rhode Island that has been very, very active buying casinos. They're going to have, by next year, 15, now 16 properties in 11 states. You know, when you talk about with Tropicana, they just recently acquired the Mount Blue Casino up in Lake Tahoe. So they wanted to be on the Strip, and Tropicana seemed to be the right property for them, and they struck a deal today. They're going to operate it. They'll lease it back from GLPI and move forward. So it's good for the, you know, it's good for the for the employees of Tropicana and customers there to get, you know, a new investor that, that wants it and come in and put some money into it.
Whenever we see a transaction like this, we always look for, oh, is this part of a trend or is this part of something bigger that we ought to be keep our eyes on? Anything here that, that's extraordinary, whether it's the price, whether it's the lease back, whatever, that, that would indicate some sort of new trend?
Well, I think it's what it says is it's this company, Bally's Corporation, like I said, former Twin River. This is a new company coming into the Strip and to operate on the Strip. This is not, you know, another, you know, MGM buying another property or Caesars buying another property. This is a new operator coming in, and they're involved in sports betting. They have deals. They did a deal with the Sinclair Broadcast Group. All the former Fox Sports Regional Sports Network stations are now Bally Regional Sports Network. So they're getting active in sports betting. So it's a new operator coming into Las Vegas, and that's what makes it kind of exciting. Plus, you know, we weren't sure where they were going to buy or what they were going to buy, and it turned out to be the Tropicana, because with the Sands selling their two properties now to that sale last month, and then other things. Caesars is not looking at selling a Strip casino right now. Tropicana became the landing spot for them.
Would you expect Bally's to be buyers again somewhere down on the Strip? Is this just going to be a one-off thing for them, or is this part of a major expansion on the Strip?
I don't know if they'll be a buyer again on the Strip. I mean, they've got a lot of irons in the fire, Kevin. I mean, they're actually spending about $2.8 billion buying a Gamesys, which is a United Kingdom-based online gaming company. That's, you know, because of online gaming becoming part of the fixture here in the U.S. And they see it as, you know, they're all working hand in hand. I mean, they said to be a national company, they have to have a casino on the Las Vegas Strip, and that's why they bought this. Now, they could find themselves buying a second property down the road. We just don't know yet. I mean, it's nothing that's on the books right now for them to buy a second property right away.
Again, Howard Stutz joining us, Executive Director of CDC Gaming Reports. You want to know what's going on down on the Strip, gaming interests across the state, across the country, across the world. This is the publication for you. You mentioned sports betting. More and more states, Maryland, Arizona, just delayed in the last couple of days,
right,
approving or close to approval or a governor signing sports betting. How is that going to impact interest here in Southern Nevada?
Well, let's look at it this way. Right now, with these approvals, this is now more than half of the U.S. states have approved sports betting in just the last 3 years. So, you know, they're legal, but it hasn't launched yet. So, like Maryland, Arizona expect to launch later this year. They all want to launch in time for football season. Something about football and sports
betting. I wonder why.
I don't know. But you look at how sports betting has grown across the U.S., and you look at the revenues in Nevada, they're still up. Now, last year was a complete anomaly. You can't compare anything right now to last year because of all the shutdowns and sports leagues moving games around from different times, you know, outside their normal seasons. So you can't look at it that way. But sports betting in Vegas, in the Strip, in Nevada is still strong. I don't think Arizona will be that much of a competition. The plan is to put sports betting at the Indian casinos in Arizona, and put sports books at the stadiums there in Phoenix, where the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals and the Coyotes play. I think it won't be the competition to Nevada. The one down the road, if it ever happens, would be California. That's when you and I will have a conversation of what could happen with Nevada if California were to legalize sports betting. Right now, the tribal casinos are looking at trying to legalize it, but the way they are doing it is not, it's probably not for a few years off anyway if this actually happens, and the way they're doing it wouldn't hurt Nevada at all. So I think that's really what that's the long answer to your question. Sports betting around the U.S. has been good for Nevada in a sense because all these companies are, you know, Wynn, MGM, companies headed here, Caesars now is buying William Hill. They're doing the operations for sports books around you know, around the country now. You know, they're operating in casinos managing these sports books. So it's been good for Nevada.
You mentioned the People's Republic of California, and I'm just curious, how long do you think it will be before they go, you know, feet first into the sports betting business?
Well, there, a coalition of tribal casinos, Indian tribes that have, you know, and tribal gaming is the biggest, you know, is the biggest gaming in California. There are card rooms. There's no commercial casinos like you see here. They're the tribal casinos, and they're pretty good size, some of them. They've kind of formed a coalition together. They've qualified a ballot referendum for not this year, this November, but next November's ballot, November 2022. For sports betting, they don't have mobile. Now, here's the problem with it. This ballot question, the way they're doing it, mobile sports betting is not part of it, which is very important in any state now to have, you know, be able to bet on your mobile phones. That's not part of it, and they don't allow sports betting wagers taking place on games involving California universities and schools. So let's say USC's in the Rose Bowl. In California, you wouldn't be able to bet on it. So it's way it's being done. It's just, and it's we're not even sure if the question will make it to the ballot in 2022. California had tried to legalize internet poker a few years ago. You may remember this.
Yep.
And messed it all up. It was a fight between the tribal casinos, the card rooms, and the racetrack operators. And we're seeing that again in sports betting. So that's what always holds back California.
Howard Stutz, executive editor, CDC Gaming Reports, joined us earlier today. And I'll just tell you, he is such a good guest because he knows his stuff. I mean, if it's gaming anywhere around the nation, in particular here in Southern Nevada or in Northern Nevada as well, this guy knows what he's talking about. Stay right where you are. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the governor said. You heard what the governor said. And that every county can reopen at 100% on June 1. Many may open on May 1st, but that the mask mandate is going to stay in place. That is the most asinine idea I think I've heard. I'm going to open up our phone lines, and I want to find out if you think this is too late, that this should have happened 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Or do you think that we should stay closed? We'll find out what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little extra love. We'll move you up in line. I love first-time callers. So if you've never called a talk show, or maybe you never called this show, I don't know. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So here's the deal, okay? Governor Sisolak is going to, on May 1st, allow state or local community government, mayors, county commissions, people like that. The problem is, eight county commissions have already taken the reins, and they have declared themselves open. This is what's so weird, that the governor's doing this, yet eight counties have said that they're opening at 100%. And by the way, no mask mandate. Go up to Nye County. You can go up there and not wear... Now, the governor says, no, you cannot do that. There may be some sort of legal confrontation. I don't know whether they do it over a month. But the governor says, no. The mask mandate remains in place. It will remain in place till at least June 1, and that nothing is going to change. Well, the problem is, eight of the 17 counties, and by the way, Washoe may be next. Washoe County may be next to do this, to do away with the mask mandate. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm ready to lose the masks. I'm sorry, but too many people don't know how to wear a mask. Too many people just, they don't get it. They don't understand why the mask. People can't tell you why we wear a mask. And I'm not talking about Dr. Fauci. I'm talking about just plain folks. That, to me, is where the problem is. We'll close it out for a Tuesday. We've got some interesting stuff coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Yeah.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com. 3691321.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to Roberts4Nevada.com. That's Roberts4Nevada.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Got to check those out. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. The big question, we know that Washoe County will most probably end up abandoning the mask mandate maybe before May 1st. Don't know. But the one thing I do know is it'll be interesting to see here in Clark County what Marilyn Kirkpatrick, the chair of the Clark County Commission, what she chooses to do. Is she willing to, and you heard, I think it was Pat Casale, speculating that he thinks that Marilyn Kirkpatrick will challenge Governor Sisolak, that he'll have a primary, and it will be a formidable one. Because Marilyn Kirkpatrick has made a lot of friends on both sides of the aisle. It'll be interesting to see what she does. But as far as I'm concerned, I want to find out what she's going to do on May 1st. Is she going to open us up at 100%? Is she going to do away with the mask mandate? Is she going to do away with social distancing? Although the governor says May 1st that that'll go away. And of course, the other part of the news from today was that June 1, all 17 counties here in the state of Nevada will be able to, we'll be able to open at 100%. And that probably on May 1st, there will be a lot of counties that will open up at 100%. There are some, 8 already, that already have done that. And all I know is that there will be a lot more on May 1st when the county commissions, in places like Washoe. And